What is your name, sir?
My name is Freddie Palmer.
Is that who you have?
No. I got Palmer.
Okay. Sir, may we, would you ask the CO3 to come back in, please, sir?
Yes.
He's got nothing better.
I'm going to blame Ms.
There you go. This is Andrew Miller.
Yes, ma'am. Could we have the other one to come first because of someone has to leave? So if we could have, what's the other?
Mr. Dancer.
Mr. Dancer, if he could come first.
Okay.
And then Mr. Palmer. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Very agreeable. That's very nice.
He's on his way.
Thank you so much. Well, we'll be ready for Mr. Palmer as soon as, oh, she's gone too.
Yeah, I do think we need to hear Kelly.
I think we need to.
That's right. They are, they're so nice.
Yeah.
I know what a hassle that is.
I used to be a liaison.
I never did. Yeah, inmates sitting around.
Good afternoon, sir. At this time, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Good afternoon. Is it Mr. Dancer?
Yes, Andrew Dancer.
Okay, could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Matthew Jason Russell Dancer. It's ADC 157262.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see you signed your form on November 17th. Is that right?
I think so.
Okay. Do you remember?
I think that's what it was.
Okay, and you remember getting the form. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or you just are representing yourself today, sir?
I'm an executive client. I have an attorney that's up in Searchlight, Nevada, by the first name of Gloria. She's not here with me. I don't know whether she's there with you.
No.
If she's not present, then, you know, I'll just have to do the best I can.
You're representing yourself today, then?
I guess so.
Okay. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board who are conducting this hearing. There's five of us here today. If you look at the opposite end of the bench from me, so down to your right there on the video, you see the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White. Next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair for this hearing today.
Okay, great.
All right.
Nice to meet all of you.
Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Westby, who's a community corrections officer for Department of Corrections, and he's going to represent both the department there. You can see Mr. Westby now. He's representing the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. Before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Westby in. So, Mr. Dancer and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you both. Mr. Dancer, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I'm going to read this allegation to you from your warrant, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. If you think it's false, we'll get some information from Mr. Westby from the department, and then the board will make a determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So do you understand the process?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's start phase one then of your hearing. And here is the allegation on your warrant. And it is that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the South Mountain Parole Office for your scheduled face-to-face contact visit with your assigned parole officer on or about September 19th. 2017 as verbally directed on September 11th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Dancer, is that true or false?
That is false.
That's false, okay. All right, we're like...
The actual meeting was on the 20th. On the 19th, I was arrested and booked in the Alhambra.
Okay, let me take some information.
Given the opportunity. wasn't given the opportunity to commit that crime.
We'll take some information from Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby, do you have information on that?
On September 11th, 2017, the offender reported to the Southbound Parole Office for his initial intake. The offender was verbally directed at that time to report to the Southbound Parole Office on September 19th, 2017 for a scheduled face-to-face office visit. The offender failed to report for a scheduled face-to-face office visit on September 19th, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, was absconded from supervision. On September 19th, 2017, P.O. Avery contacted the offender's approved placement, reward assistance. The house manager, Eric Boykin, advised P.O. Avery that the offender had been discharged due to illegal drug use. On September 20th, 2017, P.O. Avery contacted the Maricopa County's Sheriff's Office to verify if the offender was in custody. P.O. Avery was advised that the offender wasn't in custody at this time. On September 20th, 2017, P.O. Avery attempted to make contact with the offender's emergency contact, Ann K. Dice. Kay didn't answer the phone, so a message was left requesting that Kay return P.O. Avery's phone call. P.O. Avery has exhausted all means to locate the offender's whereabouts.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Dancer, did you appear for your face-to-face contact visit on September 19th, 2017?
No, I was officially booked into Alhambra on the 19th. I was in custody.
All right. Is there Mr. Westby? Do we have information stating he was in custody on the 19th? You didn't just provide us that.
He was, scouted September 19th, 2017, was returned to custody at Alhambra on October 16th, 2017.
Okay,
that's per the Ames Street.
Okay. So based on information provided by Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Dancer delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I object.
Hold on 1 second, Mr. Dancer. Who seconded? I'm sorry.
I did.
Thank you. All right. Back to you, Mr. Dancer. before we get too far, we'll go on to phase two of your hearing, in which case you can explain. I know you have some things to explain to us. But before we do, just as background, just so the board gets to know you a little bit, Mr. Westby's going to give us some information, so just hold on the line. We'll be right back with you. Mr. Westby.
On September 11th, 2017, Mr. Dancer was released from DOC. He was arrested October 16th, 2017 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody October 16th, 2017 with an adjusted CCD of January 7th, 2018, which reflects 27 abscond days. His current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior conviction, 2001, escape second degree, 6 months. 2002, theft, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score, 2-1. Mental health score, 3, with SMI noted. Substance abuse score, 2. There is no STG gang information known. Prior term of supervision, 2002, TIS release completion, 2 months. There are no disciplinary violations. All other arrests resulted in charges that were dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G1V3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. All right, Mr. Dancer, it looks like when you were released on September 11th, you went to live at Reborn at 2546 West Orangewood in Phoenix, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, until it looks like you were there until you were discharged on the 16th, so it looks like 5 days about there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and why were you discharged?
I had a positive urine analysis.
For what?
They just said it was positive. They didn't say for what.
Oh, they didn't tell you what for. Okay. All right, let me see if I have any information on that.
There's a letter.
Oh, there is a letter.
It's not a task, but there's a letter.
Sometimes, okay. Okay. Information we have, Mr. Dancer says meth and marijuana would be the two that those were. So had you been using meth or marijuana or both?
Officially, I'm an incumbent enforcer, and I had worked that night, so some crystal methamphetamine went along with that.
You're what kind of a what? I'm sorry.
An incumbent enforcer.
Oh, okay. And what are those duties?
For me to officially protect somebody to the point I enforce another.
Okay, all right. After you left on the 16th of September, where did you go?
I went into the public at 27th Avenue in Northern. I contacted my parole officer, Avery, and she officially said that, you know, she can't let me sleep on the streets.
Right.
I told her I understood that. I was working on it to see if I could stay with a friend of mine.
Okay.
She says, okay, get back to me.
Okay. And did you? Did you go find a friend to stay with?
I did.
Good. All right. And where was that?
That was still at 27th Avenue in Northern.
Okay.
In an apartment right on Augusta, which is one street south of Northern.
Sure.
27th Avenue.
I know where that is. Sure. Okay. All right. And did you stay there the whole time then?
I stayed there briefly.
Briefly, did you say? I'm sorry.
Yes, I stayed there briefly for a little while.
Okay, and then then where'd you go?
Then I was moved to the north. I was in an alleyway for an assignment from the military.
Okay, which branch?
The Marine Corps.
Marines, okay. All right, were you working then? You said you have this job. Was that the only job you had?
No, I also work as a civil engineer.
You're a civil engineer. Okay.
Yes, for Luke Air Force Base.
All right. All right, and let's see. It looks like you were referred to task, but you hadn't provided any samples as of yet.
Actually, yes, I had.
You did? Okay. When was that?
I did 7 UAs, and officially they, as far as I know, they were all negative.
Oh.
But there were 7 of them.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm going to ask, just hold on 1 second, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby if there's any evidence of that in the record.
No, per the task screen, his color was peach, and there are no room noise needed from his release from supervision on record. Also, I might add that there is also no chronogon stating that there was any contact with him and Ms. Avery after he was discharged for reward assistance.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Dancer, you mentioned your parole officer's name, Christine Avery. When's the last time you talked with her?
I talked with her prior to me being, actually, right after I got arrested on the 19th.
Okay.
She came down to Alhambra, and she, when I got left, when I released from Tucson Whetstone, I had a large sum of money with me. When I showed up at the PO's office, she said she was going to hang on to it and investigate it, because she thought that maybe I stole it or something, and that as long as the investigation went okay, she would give me back my money. Well, I got arrested on the 19th, and I talked to her after that. She came down to Alhambra and put the money on my books. So, you know, that was the last time I had spoken to her.
Okay, all right. Mr. Dancer, have you used any drugs? It looks like you're in for a dangerous drug violation. That's what you're serving right now.
Well, I received a possession of a dangerous drug, an F4 charge, some years ago. You know, it seems now it's been about like 2.5 years ago.
Okay, but what particular, is there a particular drug? I know there was the positive over at Reborn for meth and marijuana. Have you used any other drug?
No.
No other kind of drug. I also note, and we, you know, we usually don't discuss too much detail, but I noticed that, do you take some sort of mental health meds, sir?
No, I don't. The actual SMI statement they had, we filed in court, and it officially was dismissed.
Okay, so that SMI is off your record now?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Dancer, what were you doing when Phoenix PD picked you up?
I was walking across the parking lot at Quick Trip.
You were at Quick Trip, and why did they notice you out of everybody? Why do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea why.
So they just stopped you and checked your ID then, or?
Yes.
Okay. And you were, according to our records anywhere, according to information we have here, you were missing for 27 days. You were where your parole officer didn't know where you were. That would be from September 16th through the date you were arrested on October 16th, about. What were you doing during those 27 days?
I was officially working. She knew where I was. She came out and saw me a few times.
Okay. And which job?
I was logged in the SWAT team.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Thank you. And Mr. Dancer, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, so I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Now, you've already told us quite a bit, so if you could limit your statement to things you haven't told us already, that'd be great. So what would you like us to know?
On the 11th, right after I got out, beginning of the month went around on the 11th, the Department of Defense, JAG, went to civilian court and officially petitioned an absolute discharge for me for something that I did for them. It was finalized on the 13th, and an absolute discharge was issued. So I'm not sure exactly why I'm, you know, still in custody. With an absolute discharge being issued, how could I possibly have committed the act of absconding? Officially, the meeting with my PO was on the 20th. I was arrested and booked in Alhambra on the 19th, one day prior to being committing the act, actually one day prior to having the meeting with my PO, which meant would be an extra 24 hours before I could have committed the act of absconding. There's an official contract about it. And I even filed on that, and the information went through it. The paperwork's held with my attorney up in Vegas. And I can send that to you. Officially, I'd like for you all to understand that there was a couple of other court filings that an absolute discharge in an emergency capacity was issued concerning me. And officially, here I am, still held in prison. So maybe you all could check into the underlying information or whatever you all have. I'll check into mine and see about, you know, see what, about filing a appeal or whatever, you know, because I know at this point there's no way you're going to actually let me out of prison, at least not till January 7th anyway. So I'm going to file an appeal or something on this because I have the actual paperwork. It's just, you know,
okay.
Over yonder.
All right.
Here.
Okay, Mr. Dancer.
You know,
that's right.
If you're going to let me out, then please let me know. If not, then I'll sit here and wait till January 7th.
Okay.
In which case, I'll get out, and I'll go do my Marine Corps job at 27th and Northern, and I'll go deal with the things that I have to deal with.
Okay, sir.
You want to call Luke Air Force Base and check out, you know, about me working as a civil engineer? Please go right ahead and do that. You know, check out. I'm on payroll for both positions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dancer. That's why we have Mr. Westby here. He's always able to look things up in your file, so... All right.
Okay, great.
So the board is,
to be honest.
Thank you. So the board is going to go into discussion now, and it may sound like we're talking to you or to Mr. Westby, but it's just the board talking among itself. So I'm just going to ask you to just stay on the phone there, and we'll be right back with you with the decision for you, okay?
Okay, great.
So hang on the line there. The board is now discussion. Mr. Dancer is an individual who has on the official record, 27 days of abscond, has really a very short time left. January 7th of 18 is his release date, as he just pointed out. I think his remaining time is best served just right where he is, and I would not be in favor of returning him to community supervision. But I would certainly listen to any of mine. Very excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Then, based on information in warrant number 2017W3253, information from Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections, and our conversation with Mr. Dancer, information he provided to us, I move to revoke his community supervision, as Mr. Dancer was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 27 days, during which time Ms. Avery, his parole officer, did not know what he was doing, where he was, and also for testing positive for meth and marijuana while he was at Reborn Assistance. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Dancer, back to you. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but the good news is you'll be out, as you just said, on January 7th, 2018. You won't have a parole officer. You can go back out and do your jobs, and we thank you for participating in the hearing today. Thank you so much.
Okay.
This ends your hearing.
Could you tell me how much time I have to appeal this?
Sir, there is no appeal process. The board's decision is final.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you on the court.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.